You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Rochelle from Iowa. I called a second ago, but I think it cut me off real quick, so I'm going to try and get to my story real quick. But I have a recent scary story to tell. I am sensitive, but I haven't felt anything in a while. And me and my husband decided to go camping in the southeast part of Oklahoma where he's from. He decided to go camping that weekend, so we got two of his buddies that he went to high school with, and we decided just to make a little camping trip. He wanted to go somewhere where he used to go to, him and his buddies, when they were younger. And this, they're going to where, you know, no one's ever camped before. Like, they made their own little trail at the time. So he decided to head out that way. I think it's like an hour away from Mena, Arkansas. So, you know, I was kind of skeptical about it because it's a place where, you know, no one's camped before and no one's been out there. So I was kind of worried, but I went ahead and did it anyway. So we went out there and it's a beautiful day. And we had to make a little trail, and there was like a little flat spot where we could put our tent. And the tent we had was like a 3-bedroom kind of tent, so all of us would be in the tent together. And, you know, we're out there, and it's quiet, and it's beautiful, and we're by a river. And I had a feeling, but I had a feeling that, like, something wasn't quite right, but I brushed it off, you know, because it was really, really pretty out there, but I was like, this is too good to be true. So anyways, we go swimming in the river, or it's not really like a running river, but it's kind of like a slow running river, and we're swimming out there, and we notice that someone starts throwing like rocks at us, because you hear like rocks falling into the water, and a couple of them hit some of my husband's friends, and then one of them hit my husband's back of his head, and we're like, who's throwing rocks? And all of us were in the water. And there we had like no idea on like who it could be or what it was or what the heck was going on. It wasn't raining rocks, we don't think. So we had no idea. That was really weird. Like something like was trying to like throw rocks at us. Like I felt like to get us out, you know, to leave. But we stayed out there. We swam for a bit. It stopped after a while. We swam for a bit and then, you know, starts getting dark and then we start building a fire and whatnot. And we're all sitting by the fire eating dinner. And I still get this feeling like something's wrong. And my husband knows I'm a sensitive, so I like let him know. I'm like, hey, you know, I have a feeling like, you know, something's not right. Like, I felt like we should not be here. And then he was like, you know, okay, it's okay. You know, if it gets worse, we'll just leave. But as for now, you know, just hang out and enjoy it. So I was like, okay. So, you know, we get in our tent, in our rooms, and it's really late. And we didn't really have service out there, which is, that should be a red flag. And I look at the time, and it's not 3, but it's around like 1:30-ish. And it's really quiet. Like, I don't hear bugs at all, really. And everyone else is asleep. And I hear, like, some type of whispering outside. Like very faint whispering. And I can't make it out what it is. So I kind of, like, get up as slow as I can to make sure none of the guys woke up and they're, like, talking to somebody, like, on their phones if they could outside or talking to each other outside. I look and all the guys are asleep. And I'm kind of like, okay. And I hear the whispering, and it doesn't stop because I'm moving around, and I'm sure if somebody was out there, they could hear me walking around. But they kept whispering. You know, I didn't want to be the one to go out there and go find out what it was. So I went and laid back down. I couldn't go back to sleep. I stayed awake. So then the next day, you know, everything's fine. We're actually walking a little bit from camp. I think there was like if you walk up the river, there was like a cool little bank that you can cross over, and we were going to take some pictures and stuff. And then my husband's friends were in front. He was behind them, and I was like right behind because I was taking pictures. And then I hear like the rocks, like, you know, we hear us walking, but I hear someone walking behind me, and I stop, and then the walking stops, and I turn around, and I get this feeling, like a negative feeling. So I turn back around, and I'm like, hey, I feel something behind me, to my husband. And he's, you know, he's looking back there, and he doesn't see anything. So he's like, why don't you just walk in front of me, and I'll walk behind you. So I'm like, okay, good idea. So we walk forward, and something pushed him to where I heard him kind of trip. And I turned around. I'm like, are you okay? Because I thought he, like, tripped over a rock. And he's like, no, something pushed me. And then I was like, well, what do you mean something pushed you? And he was like, I felt like a bit of pressure on my lower back. And I'm like, okay, so something clearly does not want us here. You know, there's a reason why no one goes camping out here. It's super private. No one's ever been out here just to hang out. So we let his buddies know what's going on. And, you know, they're kind of freaked out over that rock incident in the water. Something was trying to get us out. So we go back in. He told me, okay, we're going to leave tomorrow. I was like, okay, great. So I start packing up stuff ready to go for tomorrow. And, you know, the sun's setting. We had our dinner. Everything was fine. Nothing happened. And then we're in bed. And then I'm like awake because I'm like, okay, I don't want to be woken up by something that scares me. So I was just, you know, trying to stay awake. And then I keep hearing somebody whispering. And then I'm kind of like, okay. And it's the same spot. It's like right outside our tent. I feel like it's a couple feet away, but not that, like, too far, but to where I could hear it, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. So I get up, and I walk by, like, the entrance of our tent, which is zipped up, and I put my ear by it, and then it stops. And then all of a sudden, I hear something run so fast, and I could hear, like, the twigs cracking and stuff. And it didn't sound like four feet, an animal. It sounded like a person, and it runs. And then that's when I was just like, you know, this is it. So I woke everybody up. I was like, we got to go because I just heard something. Somebody was near our tent, and it just ran when they heard me wake up. So we literally got up, packed all of our stuff, and left. And I do not want to go back there because the energy, the feeling that I got was so bad. I don't know if we were like in some private area, like some burial grounds or whatnot, but it was really pretty, but it felt like too good to be true, which it was. But anyways, I thought I would share my story with that camping trip. Like I said, it's like an hour away from Mena. I couldn't really tell you the place because, you know, we kind of like built our way in there, but it's a little path down there that we made now, so hopefully nobody goes out there because it's kind of scary. But anyways, I thought I'd share, and I'm a proud EPP member, and I love the work you guys are still doing, and I guess I'll talk to you soon.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.